This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. Lisa Marie Presley has died after suffering a cardiac arrest at her home in Calabasas, California on Thursday morning. The singer-songwriter, humanitarian, and only child of rock and roll pioneer Elvis Presley was 20 days shy of her 55th birthday. It is with a heavy heart that I must share the devastating news that my beautiful daughter Lisa Marie has left us. Lisa Marie's mother, Priscilla, confirmed in a statement Thursday evening, "She was the most passionate, strong, and loving woman I have ever known. We ask for privacy as we try to deal with this profound loss. Thank you for your love and prayers. At this time, there'll be no further comment." According to TMZ, who first broke the news of the heart attack, Lisa Marie was found unresponsive by her housekeeper. Her ex-husband, Danny Keough, with whom she lived, administered CPR until paramedics arrived. After her pulse was restored, she was taken to a nearby intensive care unit and placed on life support in an induced coma. According to TMZ sources, Lisa Marie had complained of stomach pains earlier Thursday morning, and her death was not a suicide. Lisa Marie's father and paternal grandmother also both died from heart attacks at young ages, respectively at 42 and 46. Parts of the South are getting hit with tornadoes and severe storms. More than a dozen tornadoes were reported in Alabama on Thursday, including one that caused significant damage in Selma. State emergencies are in effect in both Alabama and Georgia, where thousands of customers were without power as of Thursday evening. The man accused of killing four Idaho college students is waiving his right to a speedy probable cause hearing. Brian Koberger was arrested in Pennsylvania at the end of last month and charged with four counts of murder in connection to the November slayings. He appeared in court today and his preliminary hearing was set for June 26. The latest inflation data shows the economy is headed in the right direction. That's according to the St. Louis Federal Reserve President James Bullard. The consumer price index fell 0.1% in December for the biggest drop since April 2020. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The Speaker of the House says he doesn't plan on calling for New York Congressman George Santos' resignation. Santos has come under fire for lying about his background and credentials. McCarthy said Santos has a long way to go to earn trust, but said voters elected Santos to represent them in Congress. The Ravens are going to be without Lamar Jackson for the start of the playoffs. Baltimore starting quarterback tweeted Thursday night that he suffered a PCL grade 2 sprain on the borderline of a strain 3 and will be playing in Sunday night's wild card game with the Cincinnati Bengals. The Ravens initially described his return as week to week, but he hasn't suited up for the last 39 days. Lawmakers are demanding answers from the FAA following a system outage that caused widespread flight delays on Wednesday. Republican Congressman Sam Graves, who chairs the House Transportation Committee, said he expects the FAA to provide a full briefing to members of Congress. He said lawmakers will be investigating what went wrong, who's responsible, and how to prevent the failure in the future. A new study shows COVID vaccines can help unborn children. That's according to researchers at the University of Kentucky who co-authored the study, which shows benefits to fetal health when a pregnant person is vaccinated against the virus. One of the findings was that breast milk had a dramatic increase of antibodies in vaccinated mothers. Wall Street is closing with stocks higher after the release of a major inflation report. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 217 points to 34,190. The S&P 500 climbed by 13 points to 3983. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while...